I want to start off today with a couple of announcements. Our field memo, our monthly field memo for years has included a section that we call Family News, and it really is a spot for the GFA family to be able to keep up with one another. And of course, in today's age, a lot of people do that through social media and different means that we have today, but that field memo section is still there, the family news, and some really do like to get updates that way. And I just want to encourage you to consider using that field. On your monthly report, there is a section for the family news section of the field memo. And again, it's not a requirement, but very often there are members of the GFA family who really enjoy seeing little updates from their brothers and sisters in other parts of the world. So you can consider that, just taking some time, maybe not every month, but every once in a while, just putting a couple sentences in there of little family updates, personal updates like that, that will be shared just with the GFA family. And again, that's just a way for us to be able to continue to grow together in our love for one another and really actually enable us to pray for one another well as we see these different personal updates and family updates from around the world. So trust that'll be an encouragement and help to some of you. I also wanted to announce, and this will actually kind of transition into the topic of the internal podcast today, but I wanted to let you know the registration for the family conference opens on April 1st. The family conference will be at the Wilds this year at the end of August, the final week of August, final Monday through Friday of August. The dates are August 25th through 29th. And the theme this year will be Faithful to the End, Finishing Your Course with Joy. Our speaker will be Dr. Royce Short. Dr. Short served as the Dean of the School of Religion at Bob Jones University for a number of years. Actually, when I came as a student, or when I was there as a student, Dr. Short actually came when I was an undergrad, and he served as the Dean of the School of Religion there for many years. And before serving at BJU, he served as pastor of Kaysville Bible Church near Salt Lake City, Utah, in the town of Kaysville. And the Lord really used him to build that church up, and it still is a thriving church today. And the Shorts are actually back in Utah in their retirement or semi-retirement years. And Dr. Short very graciously agreed to be our main preacher for the family conference this year, and I'm excited to hear from him. He helped train many preachers through his years at BJU, and he is an example of faithfulness to the Lord. His burden to see men follow Christ and cling to Christ and be faithful to Christ and remain qualified, his burden was always so clear in his teaching and preaching. He really does exhort people to stay close to Christ and feed on his word and live in prayer and really develop a personal relationship with the Lord through God's word and through regular prayer, meditation on God's word, using the means that God has given to us. And I know that his preaching will be the Lord's instrument in my heart. I know that. I'm excited about it already. And I know that'll be true for all those who are in attendance in August. So registration opens today, April 1st. You'll be able to find that registration on the GFA website, on the missionary side, under the missionary login. Of course, the information will be in the field memo as well this month. And really, if you can register for that, if you know you're going to be able to come, just as soon as you can register, that'd be really helpful to us as we begin making plans for that week. And really looking forward to what the Lord will do with this theme, Faithful to the End, Finishing Your Course with Joy. And it'd be great if we could all begin praying for that, that the Lord would use that to strengthen our hearts and enable us to follow Christ. I do want to speak again on the podcast today. Last month, I maybe went a little long and just really shared the burden that we have for this theme of remaining faithful to Christ and remaining qualified and not disqualifying ourselves in any way. And I want to follow up on that a little bit, not with really well-developed thoughts as if this were a sermon, but just some meditations really from my own heart, things that I've been contemplating, scriptures that I've been meditating on. So this is not really well-developed, but really just things that I've been contemplating things that the Lord has been using in my heart. As ministers or as missionaries, these are men, you are men and women who have been set apart by the Lord for ministry roles. And churches have recognized that and are supporting you to serve in a variety of ways. And as ministers, as missionaries, there are certain requirements, certain qualifications, we often call them, that we really are required to meet. These are essential parts of the character of those who would serve in ministry. And I've been thinking a lot about those words, qualifications and requirements. And those words can tend to sound kind of cold. They can tend to sound somewhat mechanical, like we're just talking about these policies, requirements. You might think of qualifications for a job, the things that are required for someone who will do this or that at a particular place of employment. And of course, those requirements are necessary. But we really do not want to think of these as just a list, a black and white list of things that we have to be able to check off in order to serve in ministry. I think we're in danger and we actually lose the warmth and the joy that God has for us when we think of these qualifications, these requirements, in some way disconnected from Christ Himself. And I really, in my own heart, I've been working and really trying to keep this theme of faithfulness to the end, this theme of being qualified for ministry. I have been working hard in my own heart to keep this connected to Jesus Christ Himself. And I want to just share some categories today. And maybe these will just prompt your own meditations. I don't want to spend a lot of time explaining each one of these today, but really just to drop these things to you and really encourage you to maybe make a note of them and use these for your own meditation. When we think about qualifications or requirements for ministry, let's always remember the title that God gives in His Word to Christ as the head of the church. The church is a monarchy. A lot of times in theology, when we're talking about church government, we talk about different forms of government, congregational government or Episcopalian government or Presbyterian government, and we have these kinds of discussions about exactly how the church should be governed by the people that make that church up. Those are fun discussions. Those are things that really people do enjoy talking about. They're important discussions for sure. But I really, for many years now, I have come to cherish this idea that here's where we need to start, that the church is a monarchy. And there is one ruler and one ruler alone, and He is the sole governor, the sole king, the sole ruler, the sole head of the church. It's Christ Himself. He is the head of the church, and the church is a monarchy. Any church that is going to be faithful to Christ must view its own church government as merely carrying out the will of the head, carrying out the will of the king, who is Christ Himself. And as we think about being qualified for ministry, as we think about this theme, being faithful to the end and finishing our course with joy, let's keep that theme connected to Christ. Let's keep that theme connected to the head of the church. And I want to just mention today four maybe scriptural categories that help us look at faithfulness connected to the head of the church. And the first one is this: the head of the church defines faithfulness. If we're thinking about being faithful to the end, if we're thinking about being qualified for ministry, we've got to remember that it is the head of the church alone who can define what that faithfulness looks like. He sets the standards. When we think about qualifications for ministry, we must not think about those qualifications in corporate or business or pragmatic terms. We must not think of ministry in terms of personality and what works. And we cannot think of being qualified for ministry merely in these corporate kinds of terms. It is the head of the church that defines faithfulness. He alone can determine what it means to be faithful. This is so helpful to me because it takes it out of the realm of mere words and actually looks at those words as coming from the head of the church. And Christ has defined faithfulness through his apostles, by his Spirit, in the words that he has given to us in the New Testament. And again, we will look at these passages many times this year, but 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1 and 1 Peter 5 and 2 Timothy 2 and Acts 20, there are other places as well. But we look at these passages not as a cold contract, like this is what a minister has to be, this is what a missionary has to be. No, we've got to look at these passages, these words, as coming from the head of the church through his apostles, inspired by his Spirit. And these requirements actually come from Christ. And brothers and sisters, we've got to keep them there. We've got to keep them in that context, not as a mere contract. We must keep these words in front of us, keep these requirements, again, to use that word, in front of us, as coming from the head of the church himself. He defines faithfulness. But then the second category, the head of the church enables our faithfulness. When we think about being faithful to the end, it will not come merely because we're strong. It will not come because we have a lot of self-discipline. It will not come because we've got a really good background and we've got a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience, and we come from the kind of family background or church background that has prepared us well. We will not be faithful through those things alone, even though they're really good things and gifts from God. It is the head of the church alone who can enable us to endure. And I think of Hebrews chapter 12 and these words when the writer of Hebrews is exhorting us to run with endurance the race that is set before us. That's what we want to do. That's being faithful to the end. It's running with endurance. And the very next words are these: fixing our eyes on Jesus. And then verse 3 says, for consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. If we're going to be faithful to the end, if we're going to finish our course with joy, it's going to be by considering Christ, by keeping our eyes fixed on Christ. That is how God will keep us faithful. It is the head of the church that actually enables our faithfulness to the very end. We must keep our eyes, our hearts, fixed on Christ himself. That is how God will help us endure and not grow weary and not lose heart. So the head defines faithfulness, the head enables faithfulness, and then thirdly, the head evaluates faithfulness. Our faithfulness to the Lord, our being qualified for ministry until the end, is not a matter of simply checking off boxes. We must remember that there is this event in eschatology known as the judgment seat of Christ. And 1 Corinthians 3 talks about our privilege of building on the foundation. And then each man's work, verse 13, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. Or 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. There is a day coming when the head of the church himself, who gave these requirements, he defines faithfulness, who actually enables people who look to him and cling to him, he enables their faithfulness. But there is a day coming when he himself will evaluate our faithfulness. He will evaluate us. And again, we've got to think of that day and think of Jesus Christ himself, of standing before him and his evaluation. And then finally, I'll just share three verses here with this fourth category. The head of the church rewards faithfulness. I've learned to love, this verse has become so dear to me in the last 8 or 10 years, 1 Peter 5:4, when the chief shepherd appears. I, by God's grace, have been able to serve as an under-shepherd. Many of you have that role in the churches where you serve right now. But there is a chief shepherd. And when he appears, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Or 1 Corinthians 3 again, if any man's work which he has built on the foundation remains, he will receive a reward. And where's that come from? Revelation 22:12, behold, Jesus says, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. My reward, I'm coming, and my reward is with me. The head of the church rewards faithfulness. So brothers and sisters in Christ, think for a moment of the church that you serve. Some of you do serve in ministry leadership in a pastoral role on the foreign field. Some of you serve in other roles in the churches where God has placed you. But I want you to think today about Christ himself. He is the head of that church. He is actually the sole ruler over that congregation. You are not, I am not, no earthly organization, no person living on earth today is actually over that church. Christ is the head, and we are members of his body. And as the head, he defines faithfulness. What does it look like to be faithful to Christ, qualified for ministry, and faithful to the end? He actually determines that. He has determined that. He has defined that. And he has revealed it through his Spirit in his word. So when we think about being qualified for ministry, let's look to Christ. The head of the church also enables faithfulness. We've got to look to Christ, and that is what will give us endurance and keep us from growing weary and losing heart. He one day will evaluate our faithfulness at his judgment seat, and he will reward our faithfulness. How can we be faithful to the end? It actually comes by looking to Christ as the one who defines and enables and evaluates and rewards our faithfulness. Let's keep Christ in the center, and through having our eyes fixed on Christ, God will enable us by his grace to be faithful to the end and finish our course with joy. Again, that will be the theme of the family conference in August, and we're really looking forward to having a week to consider this theme together and really rejoice in Christ together and cling to him together and draw near to him together. Again, the registration is open for that April 1st, and really hope that those of you who are able to be there will really take advantage of this opportunity to look to Christ with us and cling to him and see him by his own grace and by his own power enable us to be faithful to him till the end and finish our course with joy. God bless you.